The Alaska Senate is moving an operating budget that reduces state spending by $220 million over the previous year. Debate on the budget is still happening on the Senate floor, but APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez joins us for an update. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Zach.
What have been the most significant points of disagreement in the debate?
So for the past 5 hours, Democrats have offered amendment after amendment, but the most meaningful to them has been measures to restore education funding. On Thursday afternoon, less than 24 hours before the budget debate started, the Senate Finance Committee cut the base student allocation. That's the money that schools get for every student in a classroom. This comes after a long fight last year to increase education funding, and what happened yesterday basically clawed that money back. The change was really last minute, and there's been no chance for public testimony on it. But lawmakers are saying they're already hearing a good deal of opposition to what they did. There's also good reason to think that the school money is effectively a bargaining chip. Members of the Senate Finance Committee have said as much, and the House Speaker has already told reporters that his caucus doesn't like it and that they're going to struggle with it when the budget comes back to the House. So there's it's possible that some of that money will be restored as the House and Senate go through their versions.
And what other amendments have been offered so far?
So far, we've seen nearly 20, and none of them have been successful. That's pretty standard during budget proceedings. The debate is on the floor is really a chance for the minority to voice opposition to what's in the budget. Beyond education, we've seen attempts to restore funding to the ferry system and public broadcasting. An amendment to get rid of pay freezes for public employees was offered. There was also an attempt to pass Medicaid expansion through the budget. While some measures picked up the odd Republican defector, the votes were basically on caucus lines, with the majority opposing them.
And as the Senate was considering the budget, the Department of Revenue released their annual spring report on taxes. What does their forecast look like, Alex?
It's pretty bleak. Basically, all the work that the legislature and the governor have done to cut the budget has been erased. The forecast they offered showed that the state is expecting to get $400 million less in revenue for the current year than is expected. And just to put that in context, the budget under consideration today cuts $220 million, and it's been a bloody $220 million. So this kind of goes to show that even though some in the legislature are approaching the multi-billion-dollar deficit we have as a spending problem, the baseline issue is that Alaska's income stream is based almost entirely on one highly volatile, non-renewable resource. We have no control over oil prices, and when they drop, it hits us hard.
Thanks for joining us, Alexandra.
My pleasure, Zach.